You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 51. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone.
I woke up and I was like, no. I woke up from having a dream where I was watching Donald Trump's son climb up a skyscraper that wasn't completely built yet. And he was on the 93rd floor. I can't remember his name. I don't know which one it is. It's the one with I think it's the younger one. The one that was on the show with him.
Okay. You might need to have a chat with someone later.
I don't know. It was really weird. Yeah.
State of mind, maybe. And it's like, well, I don't know.
And it was something where I could fly around and I had to go up there because I was going to witness some really bad thing, and it was him trying to climb up the side of this building.
So like King Kong, when
I think
Kong...
so, but this was Trump's son. And then I woke up.
Yeah. Spanky says you need some special help. Wow. That's such a random dream.
Yeah.
Let's not
How
go
are you
into...
doing?
I'm good. I'm not dreaming about those things.
It's really weird.
That's for certain. Yeah. But anyway, I'm doing good. I'm here. It's very exciting. We're both not sick this week. Sorry about last week, guys, but I was sick and Stone was sick and we really both weren't well. So there was no way we could have done a show. It would have been... Yeah, I don't think we could have physically done a show, so...
No.
So we apologize, but we are back this week,
no
so
way.
Yay! It's very exciting, so...
Can you tell we're excited?
It's exciting. No, I always like to talk to you about my weeks. We get to talk about weeks this week, because it's been 2 weeks. I've got 2 weeks of stuff to tell you about. It's awesome.
We only have, like, an hour, so...
Yeah, I know. So let's go. So let's do it.
That's what I'm
let's do it.
Doing.
Exactly.
I'm also trying to
so,
kill time too.
Show notes, which were based also on last week. But anyway, yes. World of Warcraft news. We
Noble Garden's here, and it's gone.
And gone. I know. 1 week. I swear it was longer than a week. I swear it used to be longer than a week.
You think so? I don't think so.
I swear it was like 2 weeks back, like when it first started.
Yeah, I think it was.
For the first few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they've
added... And now it's only a week, so it's...
But they've added a bunch of stuff too, right? So they can't really let it go a week.
Well, they've added... It's more that they've added items, which is good. But, it's like it's here... And it's gone.
And it's gone.
It's here and it's
we
gone.
We are also going to get guard day should be starting anytime now. It should be starting at 11 o'clock. Let me just open up my calendar. Should be starting today.
Tomorrow.
Volunteer guard day at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. server.
Yep.
Okay, so 22 hours from now. Go.
Which is... Awesome, because that's my playtime. That'll be 6 o'clock my time. Woo! Excitement. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see what guard day is all about. That's really, really cool.
It's about standing there like a guard.
I hope so. I hope I get to stand there like an Ogrimmar guard.
But your tune will be locked there for the whole 24 hours. And you just stand there. That's it.
What?
And you can't actually leave. Like, you just have to stand there. You're a guard.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, you're a bugger. I want to go see what it is. It better not be locking my tune for a whole day. Could I'm you? Gonna be like so cranky.
I would love to see that. Could you imagine the rage storm that would happen?
Like all the rages go in.
I can't raid tonight. Thanks, we lost a raid night. No.
That would be such an awesome like April Fool's type of thing. You know,
so
like here we've got this
so
mini
bad.
Event on, and come do this, and all of a sudden your tune's like you can't play your tune for a whole day. But then they turn around and be like, you know, after like 5 minutes, this big thing comes up and is like, April Fools, we're no. just kidding.
No.
Could you imagine?
No, the whole.
Oh my
hours.
God, I would so go into meltdown. I would be like, I don't know what to say that. Oh, Blizzard, look, we need to talk. I've got some ideas for you. Oh,
man. Well, yeah. If you can hurry up and win some cash, then you can come over.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I won a whole $36 the other day on Lotto. I was so excited that I was like, yay, could you please give
that
me some more
that could buy you
zeros?
A lunch at the food trucks.
No, well, it could, but... You know, it's one of those things. I kind of went a bit crazy in the Blizzard gear store. And so, you know, I look at it and go, well, I bought all my Murlocs I wanted. So I could use that money. I've used that money to, I bought all the Murlocs.
How
that
are
were
you
going
to get to BlizzCon?
They were $5 each. Come on. I'm like, hello.
Okay.
And I got the well plane.
My
You should see yeah. my plosion collection.
I had to buy those. Okay, can you take
I know. I've got them.
Did you take a pic of that? Of the whole group?
Yeah, but I can't fit them all in. I had to move.
Wow.
I've got the blue one and the hang on, he just committed Hari Kari. The bronze, the Dark World playing, okay. And the which one's this one? The nightmare one. The okay. Nightmare World playing. They're yep. sitting on top of my PC on top of the actual PC desk looking at me. So and the rest the are desk. On my right hand side staring at me. All my Murlocs are Wait. Looking at me like Hello, Lita.
I told Carrie that I bought my other three because I had three already, and I was like, okay, I'm going to buy these three. And Carrie first said, "With what cash? Because aren't you supposed to save for Blizz, con and stuff?" I'm like, they were like $5 each, and then Carrie's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah,
because there was
that's
so
right.
I mean, customs. Yes. It's funny. When I bought mine, I didn't get it. It just went right through. I never got any extra charge, and shipping was. I think I paid for shipping.
Yeah, I paid for shipping. Things. There was no customs on mine, which was good.
So I think it's like a spot check at times, unless it's. Specifically, they're like, we have to get rid of the UK.
I think it'd be different if it was in like massive amounts.
Maybe.
You know, but
well,
I mean,
you had
one.
A lot.
One
I mean, me, I only had three.
I had a lot and I was okay. So, anyway. So it's all good. But,
apparently, I have high CPU usage. That's awesome.
No, that's cool. All right. Well, do you want to tell us what you've been up to in this whole 2 weeks since we sat down and talked? Well, I mean, we've spoken, but because we did well challenges, but
oh, yes, we did.
We've sat down and we're like chatting about our normal stuff. So, what have you been doing in the world of Warcraft?
Sorry, I'm just. Reading her thing about how much they got billed. That's not good.
Wow. Ouch.
Where is notes? Notes
I did Spanky. It was practically a shipping container. I know, it was awesome.
Yes. Okay. Notes. Right. Most of my notes are from the week before. It's funny. Yeah,
that's okay.
And it's funny how it worked out. What? What? What?
Guess what? Hang on. Breaking news. Breaking news. I know it's Azzy.
Oh. Okay.
He hit 109.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to do it so he hits 110 when we're on the show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. 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 Yes, okay. And, anyway, sorry.
Yes and no. I don't want him to put himself into a bad position. Because if he loses his character at 109, he's not going to be in a good spot. Right. And I don't want him
but
to.
But I know. But we like, know. We know he can do it. So.
Well, I know he can do it, but I don't want him to push himself to a point where he could lose a tune just to be able to do it when we're live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, Azzy will do what Azzy does. So. Go, Azzy! Anyway. Okay, so what have you been doing?
Well, I did the Wondrous Wisdom Ball. I don't remember much about it because it was 2 weeks ago, and apparently I have a screenshot. I think my notes are going to be short this week because a lot of it was from the week before. Okay. So, here. It's a so floating. How did you do it? I did a quest chain. And yeah, it's a quest chain in the DAL, I think. And at the end, you basically
NPCs
get
around.
A floating head, and you basically have a ball with Khadgar's head that floats around in it. And I'm like, okay.
And what does he like say? Random stuff? Like I've never seen it. So is he like like the eight ball that the eight ball and that comes up with different things? So what does he do?
Once I had it out, I'm just gonna see if I. Wonder ball. Yeah, there it is. And it doesn't fight, so it's just there to float around. Let's summon him out. Can you see him? He disappeared. That is weird. Why would that happen?
It came out and then it went away.
Yeah.
There he is.
And then it's going to go away because I can't summon, and the summon thing is gray. Why is it gray? So anyways, he's there. I can talk to him. I have asked a question. Give me an answer. And he spins around, does things, and...
Do you have to...
Let me confer with my sources. No. So I guess it's like the eight ball, I guess, where it will ask things. Oh, so he's still here. But...
Okay.
Anyways, so that's something I did, and I don't remember really how I got him.
Okay.
So that's the thing. And I'll take that screenshot off because nobody could see what he actually just did because he spun around and all that stuff. But I can't click on him again. I think I can only click on him once in a while. So remember I got a Felmeteer and I was like, oh, I should launch myself during the show. And I didn't remember to do it during episode 50. So it's like, okay, I'm going to launch myself off now. So I launched myself off and here's a screenshot of me launching myself off, DAL. Okay.
Nice.
So pew, off I go. And, I wasn't sure if it was going to give me, a falling debuff kind of thing where it won't let me get hurt. And luckily I landed in water, so I didn't know, so I didn't get hurt, right? So what I was playing around on Broken Shore this past week, and I got another one, and I was like, okay,
oh cool.
When I was in Dormwind, I decided to test it out. I'm like, well, I wonder if it would actually work out here. Like it doesn't say that it's supposed to only be for the Broken Isles, so let's just have a test. And so I did it, and it worked. And I lost 80% of my health. So when you're using this thing, have fun with that, and enjoy.
Yeah,
because I almost died.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a thing. I went mount and pet collecting, and I got Lufok, which apparently I didn't bother getting a screenshot for, so sure. Okay. Lufok is a rare...
Which one's that one?
He's a rare in New Grand, and because there's two there. There's Lufok, and then there's another one. So Lufok, I think, is the big cleft hoof, I think. Anyways, so I got that guy. So that's mount number 295, and I was like, oh, yay. This is so weird having to go back over 2 weeks worth of stuff. And I'll tell you why I don't really have a ton of stuff for this week. But so as I was going through, I went to Tanan and I was like, okay, I'm going to go kill the pets in there because apparently there is a, achievement for killing all the special pets there. And I killed, I think I killed them all. No, I killed all of them except for two. And because I didn't quite have the pets, and actually there is one combo where, so what they'll do is that they'll come up with that first pet, and then they will come up with rare ones. It will come up with like gray, white, green, or blue for the other two pets, right? And for some reason, I got one of them had two blue pets, and I was like, wow, this really sucks. So I could beat the first two pets, but the second pet, I mean, the third pet always kicked my arse. And
which one was that for?
I think it was the goo guy. He's just this big ball of goo. I don't remember his name, but every pet that I had, I couldn't, I had the right pets to get through the first two, but because they were rare, they hit really hard. And
Vile Blood of Janor.
Sure. I
yeah, the green goo that's near where the orcs are. Right, sort of in that middle section.
Yeah.
So it's on that little path. I couldn't get it. So I still have
two left to do, and I'm gonna wait.
Didn't you? So you didn't use the Pandarian Water Spirit, Chromineus, and Emerald Protowelp?
Yeah, I tried. Team. Yeah, I tried.
Not work?
No, it didn't work. I tried a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
And they did not work because of the two rares. If they were not rares, it would have been fine.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting, I guess. I can go back now and try it because I think it should reset every day or every week. I'm not sure. I didn't know that you could get this pet from the bags. So when you kill these pets, like you get bags, and it's like, oh, cool. And I had a bunch of them because I did like 15 of them or something.
There's a few pets you can get.
Oh, really? So I got this. I got the periwinkle calf. Like this. Just put up.
Yeah.
I probably should have taken.
There's a bell. There's a bell one. I think there's four, from memory.
That would make sense.
Yeah. There's a few different ones. There's one that's really rare. And then there's ones that seem to pop up a bit more common. So periwinkle, I always found was a bit more common than the bell type one. So
I only got one, so I'm
but that's cool,
and that's fine. It's like if I got two, like I'd learn one and go sell the other one for sure. But the only other thing I really did was I sucked it up and got my flying. So basically I did my world quests every day.
Yep.
And that was pretty much it. And once I did that, I found getting flying wasn't that bad. It was faster than the last expansion. For sure. And they did say that it would be quick.
So, yeah.
I think I got a bunch of rep from doing the campaign. I think I did one quest that had a lot of rep. And I also got a lot of rep doing the Cathedral when it was the World Quest. It was like, ooh, hello. But yeah.
So and last week was the rep for Legion as well, bonus rep, World Quest.
Yep. So I took a screenshot of myself in the Broken Shores on my beautiful astral flying serpent. That I don't have to farm for anymore. Yay. Speaking of which, I haven't been farming mounts lately. Like, actually, you know, going into raids and trying to get the raids. Oh, wow. Bob's going to be all meowy now. Because I'm... So, yeah. And because of flying, it's funny. I was like, okay, I'm going to start playing my alts now. Because... Mm-hmm. Now that I can fly up and in, drop in, kill all of my things, mount up, fly out, right? Flying so totally changes the game. And I have to say that I am very glad that Blizzard did things the way that they did this time around, where it's made... Where we got flying fairly quickly once we could, but we were able to level up using ground stuff because it made the game like you actually had to play. Because flying, it completely changed the game. And I played my monk, and I got up to 108 really quick. I was like, what is going on? And I got my... I'll talk about that one after. And I got the tanky weapon for it. And flying for questing... Right, I'm looking at my notes here. I'm like, what am I saying? My mug. I got it up to 108 because I could basically fly in, drop in, kill all the things, and leave. And I'm like, this is easy.
Like, it's like a little ninja dropping from the sky.
And it's like for sure that, you know, I'm like if they had flying in at the first, you know, day, that would not have been good. People would have blown through stuff really, really fast. And I know that they wanted to, get the most, bang for their buck, right? And leaving flying until now was wise on their side, for sure. Now that I have flying, it's funny. I don't know if it's me because I've been not well or what, but I haven't had as much desire to play other than raid. It's funny that when I didn't have flying, I wanted to play more so I could fly. But now that I have flying, I mean, I still want to play. It's just maybe I've got too many things to do.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's a bit of that chasing for something, and then when you finally get it, you kind of go, what? Oh. It's like you kind of got to chase something each time, but I mean that's
when I get my max level iron, I will eventually get there, and I kind of have a feeling that it's going to be like, well, once I get there, that's it, like I'm done, right? Like I'm not going to go roll another tune and go and try and get all of them on my try and get max level irons on all classes or something. And I kind of feel like it might be that too, where once you're there, you're like, okay, now what? Right? And Broken Shore, I mean, I did the Alliance side quest, and I'm not going to say what's going on because I know that you're leveling up your tune, but now, and that just kind of reminded me that I should be playing my Horde character a little bit so I can go see it on that side, and I think maybe that's what I'm going to do. And I'm cracking my ankles, that's what that sound is.
Crack. No, I heard it. That was loud. That was a loud crack.
Yep. That's my ankles. So I did play another alt, which is my demon hunter, who is also called Blindstone because, you know, they're blind. So I never liked the class because it felt like things were too slow.
Okay.
Like I couldn't build up fury. And it seems like I could only build up fury once in a while. And I'm like, what? Like, how do people play this class? Like, this is dumb. And I can't do all my thing. Like, I can't do all my stuff because I need, you know, to wait. And I'm waiting and waiting.
But do you think because you're so used to playing the DK?
No. Okay. I then found out that I wasn't using Demon's Bite. I think, which actually builds fury up. So I'm playing the class without my resource builder. I don't know how. I don't know why. I did not put that on my bar.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Gotcha. No idea why. And now that I can actually play it, yeah, it's pretty fun. I can see why people like
that's
it.
That's cool.
Because I mean, I can see why people like it. Get it? See? Blind? No. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
on. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to add one more for my... And the other thing, I guess, is I did Noble Garden. And I did them more on my irons because I wanted to get the... I want to get the XP for it. High CPU usage detected. You may experience performance issues. Why? Why? Yeah. Why are you being like that for?
Because we're recording, and you know what it's like. It's recording night.
It was doing that,
and it's gonna be a derpy head.
It was doing that yesterday too. That's interesting. No. So I did Hobelgar, did more. I had to do it on my iron so that I could get actual XP, but I also had to do it because they added another pet in there. So it's like, oh, I gotta do the event. I mean, yes. I mean, yay! I get another pet, but. Typically, I put a screenshot up of my bunny and I, because we both look the same. So the one I have up on the top is my pet, and the one that's me is, well, down below. So, because you can turn yourself into a bunny, and now I guess you get the pet that looks like what you get turned into. I typically don't play them anymore because I have all of my achievements. I have all the pets and mounts. Like, I'm done, right? And so whenever that they will add it, yes, I get more stuff, which is good. But because I'm doing other things, it's like, oh, wait. Oh, no. That means I'm going to have to stop trying for flying and I'm going to start having to put a little bit of time towards this. Again, it's like you're back to the what do I want to do, right? And this you need to do because it's only there for a week, right? So
pay a lot of gold on the auction house to buy one.
I didn't realize that you could sell them. I didn't bother because I was like 200. I know you can get them really quick, but the area that I was in, I think I did it also at a time where there were not a lot of folks there. And and so I actually had to move around because they were not spawning quickly. So I actually had run around and grab things. Because the years that I actually got all of my achievements and mounts, I actually just sat at this one spot. And it spawned like one egg. Boom, boom, boom. Over and over again. It's like, holy crap. So... did you know that when you open up the egg this year, that you had a chance at the mounts, at the pets, at clothes, I was like,
what? It's always been like that.
I did not notice it before. Like, last you could couple, not get yeah. them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got them out a couple years ago.
Sorry, I got a little mm-hmm. hangnail. There we go. God, it's bugging me. And I was like, trying to get it with my finger here and one hand. Dang it. But anyway, so I was like, what? Because some people got a mount. I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. I did not get a mount. I already got the dang thing, but I know you could sell it, right? Could you sell it on the auction
house? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
Sure hopefully, can. Hopefully you got some. I did not do anything for any kind of cash. I just went in to get the pet and some XP and get me the heck out of there. Because I have other things to do. So the other thing I did was I kept using my my Frostworm to go mm-hmm. do PvP stuff because...
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah.
Yeah. Go and send in your big dude. And, oh, no. Yeah, you can set it on this tune, right? This is mm-hmm. your main tune. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, why would I PvP if I don't really necessarily like PvP as much as PvE? I do like to PvP once in a while, but usually when I feel like bashing in some skulls. And I got some more the honor tokens something. The tokens to get the mounts, right? Mm-hmm. Or tokens yep. to get old mounts. And I got my Black War Tiger. And that's number 296. So I have one more left for the Alliance side. And then I got to work on the Horde side ones.
And, on a level 11. Just saying.
Or are you? I think I hit mm-hmm. 40. I'm going to say I hit 46 or 47. Maybe a little bit higher. It's whichever one gives you the reward of 2,000 gold. And I was like, oh, that's a nice kind of bonus there of, like, I threw in my dude and I completed the quest.
I throw in my dude all the time.
You throw in your dude all the time? Just, the poor dude. The other thing I did this week and a little bit of last week was that I did some streaming for fundraising mm-hmm. for Walking for ALS.
Yay!
So basically, last year I never walked, and I basically helped out. This year I'm going to walk, but walk the track, because usually what they do is that they walk the track, and then they walk outside into the streets, and up the street, and around, and it's really long, and I tried that 2 years ago, and I just about died. So my body can't do that, but I'm going to walk just a track, and that should be okay. Yep.
Okay, cool.
I actually have a photo of the ambulance having to tail me because I was the last one because I was walking so slow. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
So we had a goal of $1,000 to raise because that's what we kind of mm-hmm. hit last year. And I thought, okay, well, I want to get that this year. And I was worried that I'm not going to be able to make that. And so I asked somebody if he would kindly donate his time and make my beard purple if we could reach the goal, because purple is the color that we use for that whole thing is
the charity.
Yes. And so I thought, and also I'm wearing the purple shirt, so there's, you can see there's these two little feet. They kind of look like feet. I don't know. So so he agreed to. So basically Talon has agreed to dye my beard purple if we can get to the $1,000. And I wanna say that it's him donating the time, not like a Blizzard endorsement kind of thing. It's him saying he would absolutely help. Thank you so much, because I kind of feel like it would have been very hard to get to where we are, because we are at It's crazy. We're at $1,297 out of
$1,000. Wow. So we hit, that's awesome.
Yeah, we hit our goal really fast. I was like, oh, wow. Like, so I put a lot of that on him where people were like, oh, yeah, let's see him dye his beard, right? So the beard will happen in BlizzCon at some time. He's said that he would put a spot aside for me. And now we're going to do a 24-hour live stream May 12th and 13th. So
very cool.
I need to find a $2,000 stretch goal.
Yeah.
And something that people will do. I'm going to do a stream where I take shots, but not like crazy amounts of shots. Like I'm going to say like, okay, one shot an hour or something. But the shots will be expensive because I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. Don't make yourself sick either. Hey, Coolidge. No. Well, that's cool. That was awesome. Over 1,200 already. That's fantastic.
Yeah. But here's what I'm really worried about is that Carrie's going to beat me again. She's already starting to get my friends around to give her cash. And I'm like, she's at like 51% or something. Mm. So she's at 510. So she's not quite as far as me, but she hasn't really bugged anybody. And when she starts, it's like she will get in there and get cash. Like she will get the cash. And I just if I can't beat her this year, if I can't defeat her this year, I gotta stop saying beat her. I don't condone beating anybody. Or anyways. So you can only beat your really good friends. yeah. I'm going to lose my mind if Carrie beats me this year. Because it should not be. So that was my week, and I just dropped my lid.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Sweet. I would love to hear your take on what happened with the first part of 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lita?
So.
Go.
2 weeks. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, we did our episode 50, which was the Thursday night. Friday was Good Friday. So I copied my whole OS drive and cloned it onto supposedly. Anyway, it completely stuffed up my whole system. And then I had no computer for 3 days while I got a tech. I've made a new friend. That's one positive thing. I've made a good tech friend. And he spent a lot of time. It was a very challenging issue that he had to rebuild my computer with Windows and everything, because I don't know, whatever we did was we did it real good. So anyway it was horrible. 3 days without no PC, without a PC. Oh my goodness. And when he literally said to me, I'm gonna have to take it. I need to take it back to my place so I can get the, you know, because I've got the big equipment and be able to properly test it.
How big was it?
I don't know, but he's got like the big PC stuff. So over a long weekend, that's right, a 4-day weekend, Spanky. It was Easter.
It was.
And I was like,
so it's big.
Oh my gosh.
And over a long weekend.
So, yeah, it was a long weekend. So, all I have to say is he was amazing. He put in so much work. There was so much stuff that he was like, I'm not charging you for this stuff. It was actually really a very interesting challenge. And he got to use like his whole tech stuff, and like really, yeah, it was like
Did he get to hilarious. Use all his toys and stuff? Like all right. of his fancy little toys?
Anyways, mm-hmm. He got to use like all his business PC stuff that he does, because his business is PC stuff. So, and being that it was a long weekend, there was no like extra charge for it being on Easter Sunday when he finally came back. And yeah, it was like crazy. Like seriously, I was so stressed. I thought it would be cheaper to buy a new PC. That's what I was thinking it was going to be, but he was such a sweetheart that, and I need to email him and let him know how everything's going. 'Cause he's like, keep in touch. I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. So he's now my tech guy, like forevermore. and plus I've given him another friend who's using him as well. So when I got it back, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I have to say, thank you, Stone, for trying to help. You did try and help. Like, you're my other PC guy, but you're not here.
I not tell you you might have to put Win 10 back on? It's probably going to be better because every time
he has to do all that. Yeah. But there was no way I was going to do that by myself.
Oh, no, no.
I knew I would completely screw it up. So anyway, we got through all of that. Yeah. And then I got to log back into the computer, log back into the game, and I was talking to the boys, and I'm like, hey, I'm back. And they're like, oh, hello. They were being right royal little buttheads because I log into Vent and I'm like, hello, I'm back. And they're like, oh, you've been away, have you? Oh, we didn't know. Wow. And I'm like, well, what have you been doing? They said, oh, we haven't been doing anything. We've just been sitting in Dalaran waiting for you. Oh, I'm like, you're buggers. You have not, which they weren't. They were joking. So, they're very funny. But anyway, we decided once I got back in, I'm like, right, we have a mission. We need to go get our mount. We need to go get our Riddler's mount. So off we went. As soon as I get back into the game, I'm like, come on, let's go do this. We need to go do this. So Ash, Asheo, Wingy, and I, off we went. We did all the running around, and Mount 294. Booyah! There it is. That's the three of us. So it was very exciting. It is an ugly as hell mount.
Oh, wait. Yes, it is. I didn't know.
It is hideous. It is like one of the most hideous mounts the Beast has ever done, and I love it because it is so hideous. It is just disgusting. I just think it's hilarious. So
mind worm would probably be really bad, especially
hideous. When you get it stuck in your head. I know.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited because of course I want it. Like seriously, of course I want it. And it's so that was cool. So it was really good the three of us got to do that, which was awesome. And then you and I started a new project.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you didn't talk about that.
I saw you had it in your thing. So
I know. You know. So and it's big we too. Decided that we were going to do. I said to Stone, let's do a project, and this is long term, people. Because seriously, like you know how many alts I've got.
Because she's not into short term at all.
I'm not into. Yeah, this is a long term project. Anyway, we made dwarfs. So I had actually not made a dwarf warlock, so I made a dwarf warlock. And we ran around and we got to level 11. So we went to 1 to 11, and that's pretty much that's all the time we've had, because we've really not had much time to sit down together, because of course time zones and everything, and plus we were competing for the competition on the WoW Challenges competition. But we did. We had a lot of fun, didn't we? It was fun. Good. You made a rogue. You made the dwarf rogue, and I made the dwarf warlock. Because he's like, you've made a warlock. I'm like, of course I've made a warlock. I don't have a dwarf warlock, so I'm making a dwarf warlock. So that was pretty cool. And of course, Noble Garden hit, and like you were saying, there was a new pet. I'm like all in. Oh boy, was I all in. Not only did I do it on Leader, I then did it on two irons plus two other tunes.
To get the pet?
Yep. Because I have everything else. I have absolutely everything. So I ended up selling one of the pets really early, and I made like 16K on my iron.
Oh, wow.
Because yes, I sold it for like 16K.
Nice.
Holy moly. I wasn't expecting that, but I was like, yeah, well, I'll put it up and I'll see. And it sold. I was like, sweet. My iron tune now has nice big buffer of money. Well, you know, when I need to get more flying and stuff. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But I love my bunny. And I was really disappointed because I wanted to name it Easter. And it said something like, sorry, that name is reserved. You cannot have it. And I'm like, really? I want my bunny to be called Easter because it's Easter Bunny.
Why can't you? It's not like it's a bad name or anything. So, come on.
I know. I was like, seriously, so anyway, I ended up calling him Chucky because, you know, he came from a Chucky egg. So I called him Chucky. That's all. I was like, oh, so yeah. And then did you put up that picture? Because yeah. I then put the biscuit on him that makes him really large. Yeah. So Papa Hummel's biscuit. Because I still have them sitting in my bag, and that makes him like giant. So that's me sitting next to him.
I thought it was just you because you'd be tiny.
So. No, that's Lita me normal size, Lita and that's loves the bunny massive size. That's right, I do. So that was cool. So I had a lot of fun with Noble Garden. Wow. I'm kind of glad it was only a week, because in between all of that, like you said, we were doing the challenge contest and trying to get flying. Like it was so much. Like, oh my god, there's so much to do. What I've only got a week to do this, and then I need flying, and I need, you know, and then you get into that kind of that whole mental of, there's so much to do. What am I, you know, what do I need to focus on? So, Cadbury's good. Coolidge. I didn't think about that one. I might have to name another tune that. So that was cool. And then, because last week was the extra rep to the Broken Isle stuff with doing the world quest. So I really concentrated on doing the stuff over at the Broken Isles. And booyah, Pathfinder Part 2. Done.
Nice.
Oh, I have never been so happy to see an achievement in all my entire life, because I love flying. Like, I love being on the ground, and I love being able to see the world from that point of view.
Yep.
But I love, ever since they introduced flying, I just love seeing the world from above. Because in real life, I hate flying. Like, I have this deathly fear. And in game, it gives me no fear. I just love it.
One of the things that I like about flying is that it makes you feel like when you fly up, and then over to XYZ place, it makes it feel like it's an actual place. Like you can, like, and not just ride, and just, things are kind of like, things don't look the same up. I don't know. So,
and I think it was because, you know, with Classic and of course Burning Crusade, and when did flying come in? Was that was Cata? I think when the world sort of changed and we could fly up over. Well, we could fly up over things. And and I remember like places in the Barrens and trying to jump up the side of the, you know, side of the mountains, and and people would get up to the top, and, you know, there was no top of the mountain. It was just the pixelated where Blizzard had, you know, just all these squares and things like that. And And I always remember thinking, oh, if we had flying, I want to be able to fly over the mountains and look down. And when we got flying, the first thing I did was I took off right across the Barrens. I went straight through Kalimdor. Like I flew from Ogrimmar all the way down to Silithus, and I soared above everything and looking down at the world and, you know, seeing how everything, and it just felt so big and so majestic that I feel that same way whenever I get it in the new zone. It just, I just love it. So I, when I got it again, I'm able to fly over Broken Isle and look down. And like you were saying, it's so cool because when you're doing world quests and you just, I just dive bomb. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, I'm dive bomb, jump off, you know, in my demons, I've got Voidy going after him and I've got Ebonlock going after him. And I'm like, pow, 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 and, you know, kill stuff and then jump back on the mountain, you know, fly away. And you're like, I'm like a ninja warlock. And I love that. It's just really cool. So
I think being able to fly now, because remember how I said I don't think I'd ever get all my tunes up to 110. I think this is going to be my first expansion where I don't have everything leveled up to max. Well, now with flying, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go back on that because it's so quick to level up now. Just being able to jump around like really fast.
Yeah. I love, that's the other thing, again, because you get the Pathfinder Part 2, all my other toons can fly in Broken Isle. So, hello, you know, my priest that I've not spent much time on, even though she's 110, I've been able to do world quests with the boys. Some of the other stuff that I've been able to do where I can just, you know, I can just jump on the mount and fly now on my, you know, I'm 105 and my 102 and I'm like, yay, I can fly. I don't need to do that whole running around. I can fly and get XP, you know, do that whole kind of like that whole iron stuff of where you're flying around and you're getting all your free XP and that for the zone discovery. And you can do that, you know, as you're leveling a toon. So I find it's really fantastic. But one of the things 7.2 brought in, I can't remember, wherever it was about the appearances, right, for your transmog gear. So it gives you your list of what you've got. So I had looked at a lot of stuff that Lita had, and I'm like, seriously, I don't have the full set of my corruptor set. I'm missing the gloves. Gloves, feet. Anyway, one of the things, so I've got everything bar one and I need to go into Serpent Shrine Cavern to get that. Another one was I was missing, hang on, let me do it live, appearances set. So I thought, you know, I'm looking at all my appearances and I'm like, oh, really? Oh, Nemesis. I'm like, seriously, I don't have the full Nemesis. That really surprised me. I'm missing the robe and I'm missing the boots. I'm like, okay, that's really bizarre. So I thought, well, I'll go do Blackwing Wear, you know. So Wingy and I took off over to do it because, you know, first boss, always a pain in the butt. You needed two people, which I think you can now solo. But anyway, Wing and I do our thing. So we go over there. We run all the way through Blackwing Lair. He's on his chamois. He's getting stuff left, right, and center. Seriously, he like picked up like about four or five chamois things. What did I get? Warlock gear. Nothing. Zero. Sorry. Zip. Nada. I'm like, seriously? He's not even on his main tune. And he's getting all this gear. Oh, I was like, anyway, then I said, okay, let's go to Serpent Shrine because I want to get my last piece for the crafter set, which is the boots. I don't have the boots and they drop from Hydros. So we go into Serpent Shrine, and, you know, he's like, oh, you just want to do this one boss? I'm like, no, 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 come on, we'll go do, you know, we'll do the whole thing. Like, it's not a problem. But Hydros is the one. Sure enough, yeah, no, nothing. Again, I think he got, like, another four things for the shaman. I'm like, really? Really? I'm glad someone's had a lucky night, because it sure as hell wasn't me. I was so dirty. But I do love the fact that that appearance tab is there. And it helps and tells you where you can go, you know, where you can go and get this stuff. It's,
where
it's
can
awesome.
You go?
So,
tell us.
Hey?
Tell me where I can go.
Where you can go for yeah. what?
Anyways, carry on. It's okay.
Go. Okay. So yeah, I've got lots of pieces, you know, to run. So again, you know, when you need a break, when I needed a break from doing the Broken Isle stuff and just be like, yeah, I need something different to do. I'm doing some transmog gear run. So that's really cool. And then, of course, Blizzard brings out and they're like, hey, we've got this thing over here on Alliance side. Only Alliance people can see this. And there's this whole thing and it's supposed to be really moving and emotional. And I'm like, oh, damn it, Blizzard. Seriously? Okay. I know I could go and watch it, but I'm like, yeah, no. So I decided I would start leveling my Alliance Warlock on Airy Peak. So I put Leader back into Convert to Raid, which was really cool. Jules, thank you for your help. I appreciate it. And I started leveling her. And because I won't get to see the on Horde side, so, and I understand that, but it just means that I like to see the stuff in game. I only like to go and look things up if I think I'm never going to be able to see it, you know, like maybe some of the raid stuff and that I might not get around to. So I thought, well, Alliance Leader, I wasn't going to start leveling her for a bit of time. So I've kind of had to bring that earlier than I had anticipated. But she hit 102, so I got the She's Destruction, of course, because as if I'm crazy and do anything else, I love my Destro. It's really, really weird not having green fire. I don't have green fire runner. Oh. So to see everything as like the orange red, fire, orange. I'm like, oh my lordy, this is what my main used to be like before she had green fire. And I love my green fire, but I was like, yeah. So I got her the Scepter of Sargeras, which was really cool. And to do that whole quest line again and, you know, to go up to with Gul'dan and then, you know, take the scepter from him and it's like, oh, I'm such a sneaky Alliance Warlock. You know, it is really something that an undead Warlock would be like. But for my human Warlock, who's kind of a bit more pure, I kind of felt like, ooh, she's really bad for doing that. So it was kind of cool. I enjoyed that. So I'm slowly trying to level her and I've not taken her out to any of the invasions yet. But I did take my hunter last night. The boys and I were like running around doing the Broken Isles quest on our mains. Then we jumped over to our alt, our 110 alts and did that. And we had this quest came up for the Mark of Sentinex or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Where you've got to go and kill the demons in wherever the Sentinex thing icon area is. Yep. And I tell you what, like, thank goodness we had a healer. Yay, thanks, Ash. And we just mulled it down. We got those 100, nice. Like, in no time. Literally, like, 15 minutes. Not even that, maybe. I don't know. It was crazy good. But then we did the dailies on our other tune. And then, because there was an invasion up in High Mountain that just started, we're like, okay, we've just done two lots of dailies. Let's get a leveling tune and let's go to High Mountain. And of course, you can fly. I can fly on my baby on my little baby alt. So I had taken her to Thunder Totem originally because she's a troll hunter, and I had opened up that quest to, you know, just to go to Thunder Totem, but I hadn't really quested there. So I took her over to that, and I got most of the way through 105. So she was at the start of 105, and I'm at the end of 105. So I didn't, we did all the invasions, but I didn't quite get the level. So, but at least I was like, okay, well, that was good. We got some, you know, we got some decent XP, and that was a lot of fun. So I was like, yay, I'm slowly leveling many, many alts, maybe, which is good. So that was good fun. I mean, I've done everything on leader. I've done all the invasions and everything on her anyway, and done the scenarios, of course, which was really, really cool. But it felt nice just to do the invasion to get XP.
You don't get
which
the other
was
things.
Really, really cool.
Oops.
Oops.
I was checking me. Stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's what I've been... That's some of the stuff I've been up to.
I was going to ask you, is there no movie on the Horde side? Because...
Nope.
Oh. So then there's nothing for me to bother leveling up my...
Not at the moment. Alt. Now, whether they will put something in later, which I don't know. I reckon that they will, considering, you know, you've got Sylvanas.
I thought that there'd be something.
There's a whole thing there.
Yeah, I thought there'd be something with her, because.
Nope. It is only a thing for Alliance. There is nothing for Horder at the moment. So it's but it won't surprise me that maybe in another patch that something else gets added, which is cool with me because I've got a Horde main. So, but yeah, it's more just, well, if I want to see it in game and get the whole feels of, you know, when you do something in game and you see something for the first time.
Yeah.
I know for me, it, you know, it really gets in the feels. So yeah. I don't want to spoil it by going to look at it beforehand. So it just means I've got to level my Alliance Warlock, which I'll do it. It's just going to be, you know, a bit slower process than probably I anticipated, but we'll get there in the end. So yeah. But it's been it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks, which is good. There is so much to do. There is so much to do. Children's Week starts next week, too. Children's Week.
I didn't do it. I haven't done anything for that for a long time.
Oh, I always do Children's Week. I love Children's Week. Yeah. Absolutely. I will go through and do it all again on later, and then I'll probably find an alt to take through. Yeah. Because I love taking the kids around with the Wizzles. I know. I have got the best path. I have got my times down so good with all these things because I have done them every year. Every year on later since they've been in. Because that's what I always do first up. Leader has to do them all. So, yeah, I love them. I love world events. Very exciting. Very exciting. Anyway, it's been an hour. So we've got to wrap things up. So we did get some tweets.
Yep. These are like 2 weeks old.
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
So you read the first one. I'll get the next one.
Okay. So we got a tweet from Cinder because it was our 50th episode, last episode, which was very exciting. As Stone and I have previously said, we were like, we're at 50 already? Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's like, what?
So Cinder said, happy 50th episode, Leader WoW and Stonegrasp. Yeah. With a little heart at the end. So thank you, Cinder. That's awesome.
I think actually, because this would technically be episode 52, this would be our 1 year anniversary show. Just saying.
Yeah. This week or next week?
No, this week, because we, because this week would be 52. Last week would have been 51, but we didn't go. So this would be a year right now. I've been doing this for a year. Like, really? It feels like we just started, did this like last week.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah, it's gone by really fast.
That's crazy.
We got a tweet from the Blue Recluse. That's Marty and Tom. They say, grats on the 5-0. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
They're good people.
They are good people.
Yeah.
They are awesome people. All right. We also got a tweet from Frozen Nerds, which is Epic and Kilroy. So thanks, guys. They said, congratulations to Stonegrass and Leader Wow for hitting episode 50.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. In my weird voice. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but thanks, guys. And we got a... I don't know. We got a final tweet from Doyle saying congrats and thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like 2 weeks old, but we still gotta
Yeah, and we appreciate it. Absolutely. So thanks, guys, for just for thinking of us.
Because otherwise, if we didn't give a crap, we wouldn't put it up here. So, yeah, thank you.
That's right. And we do. We love having our chats every week, which is, and you guys in the chat room, thank you. I was going to say, before we close out the show, Coolidge had said we were talking about flying.
Yep.
He had said, hang on, well, I'm just going back a little bit.
I feel so bad.
He says, where is it? Hang on, I'm trying to find it. At least you didn't make my mistake. I didn't realize I had flying and went for days hoofing everywhere. Oh, Coolidge, that's hilarious.
Yep.
Wow.
I feel really bad for you.
What else did he say? He fell off a cliff with a flying mount and didn't fall.
That's when he's like, oh, I can fly. Blew his mind.
Nice. That is. That's always a fun thing. It's much more fun when you're not on a flying mount and you go straight over the cliff expecting to take off flying, and all you do is see yourself then drop. I've not done that recently. In the last week, I've not done that.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, if there is any place to fall off, I swear to God that this game I have fallen off absolutely everything.
And you're the one running around on the edge of this thing being like, no, I'm fine. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, you're going to fall off. I can't look because it's making me stressed out watching you walk back and forth on this thing.
I know. I was so funny. Stone was freaking out. So he made me hop on the mount and I hopped over there. That's why I'm on the mount. Because he's like freaking out thinking I'm going to fall off, which I probably would at some stage. So then I'd be like, and another good thing, goblin gliders are my best friends. I can make them on my demon hunter. Mm-hmm. I keep myself well and stocked with my turn. I have 60 in my bag at any given time. Leader has 60 on her all the time because I use them all the time. It's hilarious. So, yeah.
60 seems like overkill, but okay.
It's not.
I would keep maybe 20 on me at the most, but even then, I mean.
No, I have to have multiple because I will use
OCD.
Quite a few in one play session. And that's through not just me just going, I'll jump off like high mountain and then glide down to the bottom. Like, yeah, I do that. But then there's other times that I'll be like, I'll fly over something and accidentally hit my mouse button that's got flying and be like, I'm dropping and go, where's my goblin glide? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, yeah. But, or I fall off things, which always happens. Anyway, other than that, hey, Tuli's here. Hi, Tuli.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm gonna mute myself.
Yeah, I forget I've got Levitate on my priest, Coolidge. Like, seriously. I just go, oh, I forget. So she's also got Goblin Gliders, because I forget. Oh. Anyway, all right, anything else that you want to say, make mention of before we close up? All right, let's do it. So, where people can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazaroth.com. You can send us an email, let us know what you've been up to. Our email is podcast@adventuresinazaroth.com. Also, we have a Twitter account, which is @advazaroth. We also have a Discord server. And because Stone loves his tiny URLs, you've made us a tiny URL for our Discord, which is awesome, because I wouldn't have no idea how to do that. I'm not the techno wizard.
What are you talking? You go to a website, type in the address, and then you say,
I wouldn't have even known it was a website. There you go. You just taught me something new. Anyway, you can go to tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. That's our Discord server. And don't forget, we stream every Thursday night at Thursday for me. Why do you think that's 7 p.m.? It's 8 p.m. Australian. Sometimes we're early because we've got Stone family up stuff, that kind of thing. So sometimes you might go a little bit early, but check out twitch.tv/advazaroth. Yeah. Family awake. Yeah. Okay. So you can find Stone on Twitter. He is @StoneGrasp, which is grasping the stone. But grasp stone, stone grasp. Anyway, don't forget, you can also check him out on the WoW Challenges podcast. Hey, I'm doing it. I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way. I'm just saying. Because Stone can't talk, his family's awake. All right. You can find me on Twitter. I'm @LetaWow, which is LETETAWOW. And don't forget, I do a couple of other shows, not that one. Geektopia is no longer around. Sorry, get rid of that. I have got Behind the Avatar, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast that I do with Stone. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. What are you doing? Who's that? I can't see. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Whatever. Anyway, thanks to everyone for the likes, for the retweets, for listening to the show, for comments, for joining the chat room. Thank you, chat room. And don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, Google Play. And other than that, that's about it. So... Spanky, I'm just reading Spanky's comment. I'm not going to say that, but that's hilarious. Thank you, Spanky.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Stony Dean. Bye, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, chat room. Bye.
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 Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017, adventuresinazaroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.